Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The border crisis continues with a new record on Wednesday. 834 migrant children without a parent or guardian were apprehended at the southern border in one day, the highest daily number in history. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, who led the largest federation of unions in the country for over a decade, died unexpectedly at 72 on Thursday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer on the floor.
He had in his veins, in every atom of his body, the heart, the thoughts, the needs of the working people of America.
Two women, Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy, who were caught on camera attacking Trump supporters in Delaware last August, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of theft, child endangerment, and hate crimes. In the video, the two women were seen destroying Trump signs and stealing a Make America Great Again hat from a small boy. They will be sentenced in September. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Former President Trump held back no punches as he called out disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo at a New York State Republican Party fundraiser Thursday night. The governor is facing impeachment threats after a state investigative report exposed the three-term governor a sexual harasser. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The chairman of the New York State Committee conducting an impeachment inquiry into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday the panel's probe is almost finished. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Cuomo needs to go.
I absolutely believe he must resign for the good of New York State and our people. If he doesn't, the clamor, which is universal at this point, Democrats and Republicans saying he's got to go, is going to win the day.
The U.S. Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday. Included in the massive bill is a mileage tax that could soon be imposed on every driver in America. USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The 5-member Floyd School Board in New Mexico was suspended Wednesday after refusing to comply with the New Mexico Public Education Department's mandatory mask mandate for students in New Mexico schools. Leon Nall on Fox News is the president of the Floyd School Board.
We voted to make the mask and social distancing optional because we feel that that is the parents' responsibility for the health of their children. We had parents complaining about the mandates of the mask and the damage that it was doing to the learning of their own children in the school system that we are given the responsibility of providing the education. We feel that the students' health and decisions about their health should remain with the parents.
Attorney Robert Moss explains where the board members will go from here.
We believe that the public education department impeded on local control by usurping the school board's right to set policy as provided by New Mexico statute. And we also believe that PED exceeded its authority by suspending duly elected board members for violating directives that are void and unenforceable. We plan to be filing a TRO either today or early next week, as well as responding to the potential litigation that PED has taken. We received a letter from them them via email on Friday that they would be filing with First Judicial District of New Mexico to remove the board permanently.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Hey, DeRoy, how are we doing?
Bill, great to talk to you.
Hey, always good. We always wonder whenever we get together, what are we going to talk? What are we going to talk about? And then, oh yes, there is the news and a defiant governor there, the governor of your state.
Yeah, he's in some rather boiling water now after the report by special prosecutors or special investigators, perhaps maybe is a better word, appointed by the Attorney General Letitia James, who is, by the way, a pretty liberal Democrat, so it's not like this is a partisan thing. And the report says that Governor Cuomo sexually harassed 11 different women, asking them about their sex lives, groping some, making lewd comments to others. To me, the most disturbing comment I heard is something along the lines of someone who was talking to said, what are you looking for in a girlfriend? He said something along the lines of a woman who can take pain. I thought that was rather chilling.
Yeah.
Now the question is, does he get prosecuted? I was disappointed to see that there were no criminal charges. It was just like, well, here's some information. Have fun. Will he be prosecuted by local prosecutors in Albany County, where the governor's mansion is? Or will this just turn into a civil matter with civil lawsuits? And will he either resign or will he be impeached? And he's been abandoned now by President Biden, by Chuck Schumer, by Senator Gillibrand, and doesn't seem to have very, very many friends these days. So we'll see if he buckles under all this pressure, if he continues to do what he's done for months now, which is just a stonewall, not bend, and try to hang in there and survive.
Is he going to try and survive like Northam, or is he going to maybe just wait for the right deal? I mean, because, he can't just, because people go, well, why doesn't he just resign? Well, it's complicated here because you've got legal ramifications that come into play, right?
I think certainly if you were in any kind of civil action or even a criminal action for that matter, if he were to resign, that would look or could be interpreted anyway as admission of guilt. So I guess there would be some potential legal
jeopardy
exposure you'd have to consider. But he just seems to be a very stubborn, very bullheaded, super type A personality. And if he's impeached, he'll be dragged out of there. But as far as resignation, nobody can make him resign. I mean, they can't grab his hand and make him sign a letter of resignation. So
right, exactly.
Unless he's actually impeached or criminally indicted, I think he's probably going to try to do like what Governor Northam did, the man who was, of course, caught either in blackface or wearing a KKK hood as kind of a big joke at a costume party in college. There was a tremendous pushback and blowback when that happened, and last I checked, is still governor of Virginia.
Right, exactly. Amazing how Democrats can survive things like this, and maybe that's the encouragement for Governor Cuomo is, there is precedent that's established there that people have been able to, in a sense, get away with it, weather the storm, as you say. And, of course, the amazing thing is you had to step over an 800,000-pound gorilla, actually 15,000-plus gorillas that you had to step over and to ignore in order to deal with this because, he basically has gotten away and rewarded for the way he handled COVID.
No, and this is, to me, what's so bizarre and twisted about this. I mean, at worst, we're hearing about 11 women who were sexually harassed. That shouldn't have happened. Shame on him for having done so, and he may potentially run into legal trouble for it. But these women are alive versus 15,000 seniors here in New York who are dead because of his absolutely ridiculous order in March of 2020 that nursing homes be required, not suggested, but required to take COVID-19 positive patients. And even with COVID-19 positive people in these nursing homes, we just started seeing these seniors just drop dead. They started dropping like flies to the tune of 12,000 to 15,000 dead bodies.
Yeah.
And the response to that was, whereas the response to sexual harassment is, oh, my God, he's got to resign. Yeah. So much so that the Department of Justice decided not to investigate the deaths in the nursing homes, the cover-up of the numbers related to this.
Exactly.
The fact that the numbers were covered up at the same exact time he was negotiating his $4 million book deal with his publishers for a book on leadership. Of course, if these numbers had come out, why would you want a book on leadership from a governor who killed 12 to 15,000 seniors? So that, to me, smacks of massive, massive conflict of interest at a bare minimum. I think he ought to be, still should be prosecuted for this mayhem he conducted here in New York State, but that apparently is no big deal. The Department of Justice doesn't care. They're looking the other way. Here on the sexual harassment, we have a much more robust and vociferous reaction.
What is it about the Democratic Party that they have no concern about life, DeRoy? I mean, you've got this case here with Governor Cuomo in New York, 15,000 seniors. We've got open borders right now. Joe Biden doesn't care one spit about sending infected COVID illegal immigrants into the interior of the country. And part of the cynicism that raises here is you wonder if these people are being targeted. I mean, we know a lot of them are ending up in Texas, and we've got a spike now in Texas of the Delta variant. Is this causal? Also in Florida, I'm curious if some of these human missiles that are carrying this virus, have they been purposely sent into the state of Florida?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, these people are, I imagine unwittingly, I mean, nobody wants to get COVID, but we're seeing something like, I believe it's 25% of some of the folks who've been tested on the border are COVID-19 positive. These are the illegal aliens running across the, I use the word border very loosely. It's really kind of just a line or kind of a door you walk through. I think in the Rio Grande Valley, the number of COVID-19 positive illegal aliens now versus compared to 14 months ago up 900%.
Wow.
And rather than being told, okay, go home or, you know, at least stay here for 14 days and get better, they're being given bus tickets and plane tickets and sent all around the country. So they're really, in a sense, being sent off like biological weapons.
Yeah.
And this is coming from the administration. It's supposed to be the pandemic president and the man who's going to rescue us from COVID-19. And they don't care. They just want to get these people in, get them settled. Once they're here, they're going to be here for good. And now you already have the so-called paper of record running an article a couple of days ago saying, well, do you really have to be a citizen to vote in this country? That's overrated. Already the intellectual case is being made for letting people who are foreign citizens vote in our elections. So this is what these people want. I think they see these people as essentially capital FDA, future Democrats of America. And if they come in and get people sick with COVID and maybe kill some people, the Democrats don't care because their gambit is to get 1 million or 2 million people in, hoping that most of them will vote Democrat. And they can flip Texas, flip Arizona, which is already almost largely flipped as it is, and perhaps other states. That's how evil and how cynical and how horrible these people are.
Well, the design is so obvious. I mean, they're overwhelming the system at every part, you know, whether it's at our borders, in our election process, our medical care. I mean, because you got all these illegal immigrants coming up, and gosh, I remember when every one of the aspirants for the Democratic Party raised their hand for free medical care.
That's right. Free medical care, free public school. You may recall in pretty early on, I think maybe about February or so, a bunch of these illegals came across the border. They sent them to San Diego, and they were in the convention center. And a whole bunch of public school teachers who were at home doing Zoom school saying, oh, classrooms are too dangerous, we can't go in there, volunteered to go into this San Diego convention center full of illegal alien children and teach them in person. So the illegal alien kids are getting in-person teaching while the American citizen kids were at home doing Zoom school, not missing their friends, suffering tremendous senses of social isolation with the teen suicide rates skyrocketing and so on. So the Democrats seem to be much more enamored of illegal aliens than actual American citizens. And you just see the evidence of this over and over again.
It's absolutely clear. DeRoy Murdoch is with us. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you, America, fresh and independent, just the way you love to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, what the Democrats and President Biden are doing to this country, it's unbelievable. I mean, last week we talked about, you know, can they get anything right? I mean, it's It's purposeful. I mean, this level of incompetence, and either they are just grossly incompetent, or there is a diabolical plan that we're not aware of.
Yeah, let's hope that it's just a level of incompetence unseen since perhaps the landing of the Hindenburg, explosion of Hindenburg over New Jersey back in the 1930s. And everywhere you look, from the school system where kids aren't learning, the border, which now has essentially been erased, the so-called defund the police movement, which we heard from Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez would be, quote, like a suburb, unquote, as we see the murder rates spiking from coast to coast, shoplifting galore, assaults, car thefts, and so on. You have inflation rearing its ugly head for the first time in about a generation, and on and on and on. Everywhere you look where the left is in charge, to put it politely, whatever they touch turns to manure. You just see this everywhere. I mean, I can't think of anything these people are able to get right. And you hope it's mere incompetence, but perhaps the idea is just to create a chaotic situation, keep us confused, scared, divided, and therefore they remain in power and in control.
And, of course, one of the most powerful narratives that is striking at the future of America in our children's classrooms is this critical race theory that you've written about, that it mutilates centuries-old legacy of interracial cooperation, right?
Yeah, it does. You know, one of the key aspects or concepts in critical race theory is that all white people are racist oppressors ipso facto, and no matter what they do, they can't get away from that label because it's as inherent to them as it is for fish to breathe underwater. And conversely, black people, no matter whatever level of success they may achieve, are always victims, always oppressed, always held down by whitey, if you will. And that's what these folks have been preaching. I think it's ugly and nasty, and one of the worst aspects of this is how it completely mutilates this record of centuries of black-white cooperation. I mean, you look at the abolitionists, who white people who worked with blacks to try to end slavery, the white people who worked with Harriet Tubman in the Underground Railroad to get slaves north into freedom. Civil War, you know, they don't want to talk about the fact that we fought in a giant civil war with something like 600,000 dead altogether in order to end slavery and emancipate slaves and put that horrid evil behind us with something like, I think, 380,000 or so Northerners being killed on the battlefields of the Civil War, about 200 or so thousand in the South. They don't want to talk about people like John Hammond, white record executive, music executive, who helped launch the careers and catapult to superstardom. People like Count Basie, they work with Benny Goodman to integrate his orchestra. Nine white justices voted unanimously in the Brown versus Board of Education case to end segregation in schools and put an end to the so-called separate but equal doctrine, and so on and so on. And this has gone on, you know, all the way up till today. Again, another musical example is a wonderful Netflix series, or not a series, but it's a documentary, rather, on Clive Davis, the legendary record producer. You know, he made multi-millionaires out of people like Miles Davis, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Whitney Houston. And conversely, those black folks made him and his record labels super rich. So black and white people have been working together for freedom, for prosperity, for justice in this country for hundreds of years. And the critical race theory people want to cover all that up. They never want to talk about it. It's just whitey holding blackie down nonstop, inevitably. And that's just a really sick and horrible and twisted message, and shame on them for advancing it.
You know, DeRoy, and I so appreciate your pursuit of this, because when you hold up the slides, when you're, you know, speaking to groups, it is profound. I mean, it's inarguable. You start looking at the historic, not the narrative, but the truth, the reality of what's happened in terms of, you know, black-white cooperation, and it really has developed into a symbiotic relationship. I mean, whether we're talking about, you know, sports, education, the arts, there is that hand-in-glove cooperation that has been able to, you know, do great things because we're utilizing the full potential of our humanity. Black, white, in between, it didn't matter. You know, we're back to that that old, you know, axiom that was so presciently given to us by Martin Luther King, that it's not about the color of our skin. It's the content of our character that really wins the day, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, again, it's done so for centuries. Another brilliant example. And again, there are motion pictures that illustrate these sort of things. I highly recommend that those listening to this interview go see a movie called 42, starring unfortunately late, died young, brilliant actor, Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson, describing the integration of baseball. Jackie Robinson, of course, being black, and Branch Rickey being the white owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers, who decided in 1948, now's the time to integrate baseball. And not only to depict Jackie Robinson as a tremendous athlete, a hell of a baseball player, but also someone who had the character and the stoicism to stand up to all the tremendous negative reaction he got both on the field and off from racist players and racist members of the audience in the stands. And rather than lash back, almost like Jesus, he just took all of this abuse and absorbed it. I mean, it's an amazing performance to watch. He just, you know, essentially turns the other cheek over and over and over again. And through his elegance and his grace, and then, of course, his tremendous athleticism, he eventually won people over. People said, exactly. Well, he's a great athlete. He's a wonderful Dodger. He's doing well for the team. And he eventually, you know, won over his critics. Mm-hmm. And baseball became integrated. And that, of course, I think led to the, around almost the same exact time, the integration of the military by Harry Truman. Versus Board of Ed was 6 years later, and 10 years after that, we got the Civil Rights Act of 64. I think these things are all connected, and they all involve black and white people working together in the name of racial justice. And the critical race theory people hate to hear about this because they peddle this lie that every white person is a racist, every black person is a victim, and neither one can do anything about it. It's etched into their DNA, and they're cursed that way for the rest of their lives. That is just garbage. Those are lies that needs to be stomped out into oblivion.
Exactly. And the thing so remarkable that strikes me about Jackie Robinson is that, I mean, he had to be handpicked by God himself to be in that position. Because when you put yourself in Jackie Robinson's shoes, whoa, those were tough shoes to walk in. I'm not sure I would have been so gracious as he was. I mean, this is what makes Jackie Robinson so unique and so rightfully honored, because he really reminds us of our better angels, doesn't he?
Yes, he did. I mean, if he'd responded to people, you know, calling him racial epithets, dropping the N-bomb when he went up to bat, and he'd lashed out and beat up people in the stands, boy, that would have set things back for years. People have said, yep, black people just don't have the emotional capacity to play as mature athletes, and these people are out of control. We got to clamp them down. It would have been a huge victory for the racists. Instead, he stood there, he took it, he absorbed all of this hatred as well as love of some of his other colleagues. There was a beautiful scene where another player, whose name escapes me at the moment, basically goes up and gives him a hug, I think, on second base, and that was a really quite a courageous act back then.
Exactly.
But had he been somebody of less patience, less character, you know, he could have lashed out, and it would have been a major setback for civil rights.
DeRoy, we got about a minute and a half left, and I want to talk about the Olympics. I was especially touched by the response of Tamara Stock. This thing is going viral after professing her love for country. I mean, this is, you know, what we miss about the Olympics is the genuine patriotism, love for country, the appreciation for her support to allow her to participate in the Olympic Games to represent a free America. I mean, her viral response is just so profound and touching.
Yeah, that is so much more positive than what we've seen from these other athletes who have this tremendous honor of representing America, and they will march in the opening ceremonies under the American flag and then turn around and denounce the American flag and say how much they hate the country. Well, nobody's putting a gun to your head. If you hate America so much, why are you flying literally the other side of the planet to represent the United States, which hates so much?
Right.
So much. Why don't you stay home, or better yet, leave the United States and go somewhere else where you're happy? So I was very happy to see that patriotic display and others, and hope we see a lot more of that, a lot less of the,
exactly,
you know, the woke behavior by a lot of these, too many of these Olympic athletes.
DeRoy Murdoch has been with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. Thank you, DeRoy. Have a great day.
You as well, Bill. Thanks very much.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The border crisis continues with a new record on Wednesday. 834 migrant children without a parent or guardian were apprehended at the southern border in one day, the highest daily number in history. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, who led the largest federation of unions in the country for over a decade, died unexpectedly at 72 on Thursday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer on the floor.
He had in his veins, in every atom of his body, the heart, the thoughts, the needs of the working people of America.
Two women, Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy, who were caught on camera attacking Trump supporters in Delaware last August, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of theft, child endangerment, and hate crimes. In the video, the two women were seen destroying Trump signs and stealing a Make America Great Again hat from a small boy. They will be sentenced in September. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The fires are burning hot between Governor DeSantis and the President of the United States. I love DeSantis's the governor's response to Joe Biden, who basically said that he and Governor Greg Abbott should get out of the way and do the right thing. Whatever the right thing means, because when you think of the president's number one job is to protect the national security of all Americans. And when you see what's happening in the border and how the president's popularity and his numbers have been spiraling, it's a death spiral. You go, whoa, what is he thinking here? And you think you'd get the memo, but that seems to not count. What he's doing and how he's putting Americans in danger by allowing people to come through this open border, and how many have infected people with COVID. And I mentioned this earlier in the week. I know it sounds a bit cynical and conspiratorial, but I would not be surprised if somewhere down the road we find out that the President Biden has directed the powers to be to maybe send some of those infected human missiles. Well, he's already got them loaded up in Texas, but hey, why don't we shuffle them off to, you know, some of these other red states that are problematic and making us look bad? Governor DeSantis had this to say. He said, this is a guy, referring to the president, who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide-open southern border. He's facilitating who knows what new variants that are out there coming across the southern border. We can either have a free society or we can have a biomedical security state. And Joe Biden suggests that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should get out of the way. But if you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way, the governor said. If you're trying to deny kids a proper in-person education, I'm going to stand in your way. If you're trying to restrict people, impose mandates. If you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods, I am standing in your way. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Woo. Pretty much bottom line here. So the lines have been drawn, and you know, the president is being called out. I mean, to the point. I mean, look at his popularity. Now over 50% of the people, of course, they're saying, hey, we should run an audit. So they're questioning again what happened in 2020. And I know this really frustrates some people. Say, oh my goodness, you're up to that again. You know that you know, we didn't have a legitimate election. Well, of course we didn't. I mean, look what happened. Look how the Justice Department is interfering and threatening everyday citizens like yourself, who are just out there doing their civic duty, trying to count the votes, trying to, you know, really verify that everything is, you know, is kosher and the way it was supposed to be. Even with all the cheating and the fudging and the new rules that were made and all that. I mean, let's just count the real votes. As one mathematician, and trust me, we have a lot of mathematicians in this country who are absolutely brilliant. And one in particular made the announcement here earlier this week to say, hey, the numbers are off. I mean, we've got more votes than people in the country. We've blown up our universe of votes. So just counting it, you know, vote for vote, you know, the whole deal brings that term fraud and illegitimacy into the conversation, whether you like it or not, because, you know, the truth is one of those things that stands out in your face and you've got to make a decision. What am I going to do with this? You know, am I going to ignore it, or am I so ideologically fixed that I can't see the evidence until somewhere down the road and you go, oh, my goodness, you know, hey, that really did happen, which is no big surprise, because in the world of politics, it's no wonder that politics ranks so lowly in terms of trust because of a history of mistrust in what they've done. I mean, even this year it came out that, of course, you know, the JFK election, I mean, that was stolen. You know, Illinois, you know, brought in the numbers, and they took in, as my good friend Ed Pizzulli down in Miami says, they took in the cemetery vote and brought JFK, you know, over the line. But Nixon, being the perennial politician and respecter of politics and the whole process, he said, "Hey, I'm not gonna mess up the deal. I'm gonna go along. I'll accept the loss, and you know, hope for another day." Of course, another day came, and you know, we know that story. But regardless, is that here we are, all these years later, people are admitting that, like, matter of factly, oh yeah, that happened. Well, you know, really? And you know, you cheated to win the presidency, and of course it was the Democrats, and so here we are, and let's not forget, we had 4 years of how illegitimate Donald Trump was, and how much money, and an impeachment thrown in, just to put the cherry on top, you know. And it was relentless. And now, Republicans, conservatives, independents, everyday Americans go, hey, I got a problem with this. I got a problem with these numbers. Oh my goodness, you know, how dare you question this? I mean, to the point that you talk about the mockingbird scenario of the entire media industrial complex all falling in line, including Fox. You know, you can't even talk about this stuff. And, you know, Mike Lindell, of course, the pillow guy, but he's a pillow guy because he's a pillow guy. He has no credibility. And I mean, you know, what does a pillow guy know about numbers? What does he know about you know, about voting and the whole process? Well, really, believe it or not, Mike's a smart guy. And you don't build up a business like he's built. And, of course, he has an incredible testimony of what got him through his drug habit. And he's a numbers guy. And he gambled, and he was good at it. And that's what supported his drug habit until he found God and discovered Jesus and turned his life around, which he notes in his book. But he is a smart man. And he's invested millions of dollars of his own money. I mean, talk about putting your money where your mouth is. He has sacrificed his own company, retail, you know, fall in line, retail compliant operations have said, we're not going to carry your stuff anymore because, you know, you're challenging the election, you know. So anybody that challenged the election, look what happened on January the 6th. Everyday citizens said, hey, look, we're going to come to Washington. Over a million people showed up. A couple of hundred went to the Capitol. We saw a video of many of them being invited in, and somehow it became an insurrection. We still don't know what was going on with the Capitol Police. And when you look at the numbers, when I was looking at these numbers, I go, wait a minute, but there was actually more Capitol Police. I mean, these are people who are outfitted with guns and equipment and everything. And they pretty much outnumbered the people that went into the Capitol, like 2-1. And they got overwhelmed. I mean, talk about mismanagement. It's like, whoa, what a mess. And then you feel, you know, for the testimonies of these officers who went to the committee on the first day, and you just go, oh my gosh, you know, what horror these men went through. And you go, this is a failure, an absolute failure of leadership. But this is what Nancy Pelosi doesn't want you to think or even ask that kind of critical question. Because, as we know, in leadership, there's always a place where the buck stops. And it always stops at the top. So you got to look at who was in charge. Well, who was in charge? Nancy Pelosi. This thing was such a setup. And then, of course, then we find out, well, was there some FBI involvement going on? As we talked with John Guandolo earlier this week, former FBI agent. You know, much the same way as what happened with Governor Whitmer. And you find out later on that, you know, the FBI is orchestrating this kind of stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable the things that are going on in a free America that we thought we lived in. Maybe not so free, right? But this is why we all have to come together, stand up for that which is true, that which is right, that which is sustaining, that can be passed on with dignity, with honor to the next generation. Otherwise, you know, here we are. I mean, we're in a death spiral here, ladies and gentlemen. And if we don't right the ship and if we don't get a hold of the wheel here and get back on track, then, you know, the socialism that's been knocking at our door and has been creeping in and all the things that China has been doing to the country, get ready for a nightmare that you are unprepared for. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. As teachers and students gear up for the new school year, parents are stocking up on snack time treats and lunchbox favorites. Busy families juggling school and afternoon care or activities can now make meal prep easier than ever thanks to Amazon's grocery delivery offerings. Amazon makes it easier and more convenient for all families to access affordable, healthy food this school year. Customers paying with SNAP EBT can use their benefits on Amazon to order a vast selection of shelf-staple pantry items, including cereal, granola bars, trail mix, and dried fruit that keep kids fueled throughout the day. Plus, customers in select cities can get fresh fruits and veggies, dairy products like milk and yogurt, and lunch meat and proteins delivered to your door from Amazon Fresh. There is no membership or minimum spend required for customers paying with SNAP EBT. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
It's a lot of lies, like a lot of lies. Save-A-Lot.
That comes from a new song that was just launched by Save-A-Lot, your go-to neighborhood value grocer. The two-minute energy-boosting song creatively brings to life the hometown shopping experience of Save-A-Lot. It combines hip-hop, rap, and pop stylings into a video that literally has customers singing and dancing in a Save-A-Lot store and celebrating all of the savings that are possible.
Like a lot of lies, that means a lot of lies. Like dance on back to the parking lot a lot. Like saves and graves on the stuff you crave. And waves from the knaves. Oh, hey, Jose. High fives, low fives, good times.
The amazing video was produced by Drew Kirsch, the MTV VMA Video of the Year award-winning director for Taylor Swift's You Need to Calm Down. You can check out the full Like a Lot music video at SaveALot.com and on streaming platforms like YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA! Love it.
Well said. Congratulations. Enjoy that gold, and we'll see you out there on the podium, okay?
Thank you. I'll try not to cry, but no promises.
I'll tell you, we cried with you, Tamira. How touching, right, that we would have an Olympian so grateful to her country, grateful to her God. And, you know, these bright stories are coming out. There was a gal who broke the NCAA record in the 400-meter hurdles. Unbelievable. Cindy McLaughlin. She was very, very open about her love for country. As a burning faith in Jesus Christ, she used her Olympic platform not to diss America or mock our values, but to share the gospel. After her record-breaking performance, Sydney told reporters she was giving the glory to God and was really grateful to represent our country. I'll tell you, that is so special that we're starting to get those stories. I mean, you know, going into the Olympics, and every once in a while we hear all this antithetical, feeling and emotions that's anti-American, that really grieves us, and it grieves us in a sense that I'm sorry you feel that way, and I wish you didn't feel that way. And obviously something has happened along the way that has, buried into your consciousness, into your heart and soul, that has really, in a sense, kind of robbed your joy. I mean, you listen to people who speak so negatively about our country, and there's no joy there. But look at Tamira. I mean, her joy is so infectious, and it's so heartfelt. And like you said, you know, she's trying to say, hey, I hope I don't cry. And you're listening to her, and, you know, you're crying, you know, because you're just joyful with her, you know, which is so cool. And what she represented and what Sydney represented, is what the seven Olympic values are all about. Do you know what the seven Olympic values are? Well, let me remind you here, because they don't report on this, but let me tell you. The seven Olympic values over time have come down to these attributes. Friendship, excellence, respect, like for self and for country, I would think. Respect should be in there. Courage, determination, inspiration, and equality. So friendship, excellence, respect, courage, determination, inspiration, and equality. The seven Olympic values, and these girls and others, other champions that have proudly represented our country, have done great for themselves and their families, their coaches, everybody, and we're all proud of them, and we're grateful to hear stories like Tamira's and Sydney's as well. And all the best to all our Olympic champions and those that competed, because you know, even in competing in an Olympic category, I mean, you're talking the top 1% of athletes, which is so special and unique. And here, you know, at least we're able to, you know, be joyful with them and, you know, participate ourselves in some of the Olympics. Although, you know, some of the ratings have been knocked down because of all this stuff that's going on. And you would think that in the world of athletics, with what's happening with the NFL, the NBA professional sports, ever since it got political and that got brought into play, people are tuned out, you know, no big whoop. And, you know, they're just like, okay, I'm not interested. I'll watch something else. This isn't, you know, for me, what it's all about. Anyway, getting back to what we were talking about earlier, and Mike Lindell, by the way, I want you to know, coming up next Tuesday, which Mike Lindell tried to promote on Fox, and they wouldn't allow an ad. I mean, he wasn't talking about the election being fraudulent or anything. It was just, hey, well, I want you to know, we're going to show, we've been collecting all this evidence, and we're going to present 72 hours of the evidence, and you decide, you know, what you think happened in the 2020 elections. And when you have over 50% of the country, this is Republicans, Democrats, Independents, across the board, okay, not evenly, you know, split, of course, but still, whenever you have a number of over 50%, you got to take notice. And this has been a growing number from month to month, you know, kind of growing like what's happening at the border. You know, it's like March was a bad month when we talk about illegal immigration until, you know, as Jim Jordan says, until April. And then April was the biggest until May. And then May was the biggest until June. And June was the biggest until July. And July, you know, you can forecast what's going to happen in August because, you know, some simple things that should be done are not being done. And meanwhile, you've got illegal immigrants coming in. Some are dying. Too many are coming in with COVID at a time when we're talking about lockdowns and, again, further draconian restrictions being promoted by the federal government. We're trying to get everybody vaccinated and protect, you know, protect the rest of the country. And irresponsibly, which does not make sense to me. I know it doesn't make sense to a lot of people. And you wonder, you go, how diabolical is this? I mean, this is really in the realm of the diabolical. Because there's no good reason why our border should be open and that we should be allowing COVID-infected immigrants to come into our country. I mean, we don't do, even in a legal status. I mean, Bruce Thatcher, who is you know, the immigration expert and wrote a great book on immigration, get your hands on it, you know, how to do immigration right, the perils of immigration, the whole deal. It's wonderfully researched and goes back in history. And the idea that we want to look at history is so that we don't repeat things, right? And you always hear that from Paul. We want to make sure we don't repeat. Oh, really? Okay. Well, you want to make sure we don't repeat the mess of the 2020 election, but we really don't want to look into it. But we'll look into January the 6th, because that's important. You know, we had this insurrection that took place and, you know, evil Donald Trump caused this to happen. You know, that narrative that they want everybody to buy into and forget. You know, why did 1 million people come to the Capitol on January the 6th? 1 million plus people came to the Capitol on January 6th because of what happened during the election. It stunk to high heaven. The numbers didn't play out. You have over 1,000 people with sworn affidavits. This is in legal jeopardy. They have signed these affidavits saying, hey, we had a problem. And these people that signed these affidavits are not just a bunch of nincompoops, you know, some people with IQs that are close to Kumquatville. No, these are very intelligent people former military, IT experts. They run the entire gamut. Smart people that saw that something was not right. And, of course, you see how it's played out. And I've been saying, and in fact, my conversation with Mike Lindell, I said, who orchestrated this? That's the, because somebody had to make the call to tell these. I mean, you think about it, common sense would tell you. Why would all these voting, these election centers shut down at the same time? Interesting, huh? I mean, just by happen, I think five critical centers all shut down at the same time. Just by accident? Or did somebody make the call? And if somebody made the call, why did they make the call and what were they expecting? And of course, we saw what happened. And Mike Lindell, as a math guy who, he said, Bill, based on the numbers, 8 out of 10 times when you have the numbers that Donald Trump had before they shut down the count, there's no way that he loses. 8 out of 10 times. I mean, it's 80% chances in your favor. And look what happened. He lost. Okay, the other 20% came up. And you had all these anomalies, from people voting who were dead, on and on. And, of course, the Democrats always argue, and you have the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, going, oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Oh, okay. Well, why are people getting arrested and spending time in jail for voter fraud if it doesn't exist? But this is what the Democrats want us to believe, or that voter fraud is so inconsequential, so minimal, that it doesn't matter. The numbers are the number, and even if you, change a couple of thousand votes. But what we're hearing now, there are tens of thousands of votes that are in discrepancy now, that are all coming out. And then, these different states are doing everything they can to protect the ruse, right? And so, they're not turning over the information from Dominion and other data ports and data centers. No, because that would compromise it. No, we need to analyze and figure out what's going on. But much to their surprise, see, what happened on November the 3rd was there was all kinds of cyber activity coming into the country. I mean, I don't know if you've seen this video or not from Jovan Pulitzer. He's another genius. He's the one that created and has the patent on the QR code, that QR code system. Okay, that's how brilliant this guy is. Anyway, he was showing the cyber activity. This is really cyber war. We were attacked cyberly during the election without a shot. But you had all this cyber insurgency coming into the country. And he's got it all tracked. You see it, especially coming in from Taiwan. It was Taiwan, I think, Russia, and Iran were the three major players for stuff. But clearly, Taiwan was just, millions of data of information coming into the country. Why? Well, what was going on? What was all that about? Well, all very suspicious. But anyway, Mike, tells... I believe the Secretary of State of Arizona said, hey, we got this data pack and, for Arizona. And this data pack, what it boils down to, as Melissa Caron presented, she's an IT genius from and worked with Dominion, said this is what it boils down to is the DNA of a crime scene. OK. And so Secretary of State says, well, that's fine. You got one. But you need you're going to need more. You're going to need more evidence. He says, actually, I got all 50 and you should have seen her jaw drop. So anyway, this is all part of the presentation next Tuesday. We're not afraid to tell you about it because in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, we need to get to the bottom of this and find out exactly what happened. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the evidence, 72 hours of evidence that Mike Lindell and his team have put together on behalf of we, the American people. Because, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, the truth matters. And if this country is going to get back on track, we need to reconnect with the truth. Forget what the mainstream media and big tech and corporate America would want us to narratively understand. There is the truth out there.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter?